Welcome to The Out Agenda, coming to you on archive.kpfk.org. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Rita, we have this dynamite interview tonight that I'm very excited about. I know you're excited about. Shall we just get right into it?
I think we should.
Introduce our guests, Rita.
I will. Our guests are playwright Nicholas Pilipel, actors George Salazar and Rick Kosnick, and they're going to be talking about the play, The Bottoming Process. So here's our guests.
Nicholas, tell us a little bit about the play.
The Bottoming Process is a romantic comedy. It's about two people who fall in love despite their differences. But it gets interesting because they struggle to stay in love because of those exact same things that make them very different. So in it, you're going to follow George's character, Milo, who's like a 20-something essayist, and he writes a lot about like love and being queer and being Asian American. And then he just has a chance encounter with Rick's character, John, who's a 40-something famous novelist, like a non-turf J.K. Rowling, you know? And then they just enter like a whirlwind romance. They mate, date, cohabitate, and we go from there, and there's lots of love and laughs along the way, but also drama.
Ooh, we love drama. So when did you write this play?
I wrote it maybe about 3 years ago. I was a part of I Am a Theater Company's Under 30 Playwrights Lab. So in that group, I just wrote the play. Like, I was invited to be a part of the group by Stephanie Black, who's the artistic director of IAMA. And yeah, I just wanted to write a romantic comedy. I love, like, you know, Julia Roberts movies and things that have Diane Keaton in it. And I was like, well, I'm going to try that. And this was the play. Yeah.
You've done a lot of plays, actually. I was reading your bio and you're so young. And I thought, my goodness, he's done.
Thank you.
All these plays. I mean, what inspired you to write plays?
You know, I it took me a while to get into playwriting. I started as like a producer. So I was producing a lot of plays throughout Los Angeles. And I was producing a play by Madhuri Shekhar called In Love and Warcraft. It was the West Coast premiere. I was talking with the playwright, Madhuri Shekhar, just like, you know, back and forth, very like friendly. And she said to me, she's like, I think you're a writer. And I was like, why? And she was like, I don't know. You just make me laugh. And because of that, because I just respected her so much and I love her play so much, I was like, I'm going to try. And then I wrote my first play, which was like a high school comedy about bad Asian girls who rap and kung fu battle. It was very like Heathers in the world of Clueless, but the girls are from Jawbreaker. And that was like my foray into playwriting. And that one actually randomly won this like audience voted contest at the Fountain Theater and then got like a workshop production. So it was really cool. Like all these like Asian girls being like really fierce and like rapping. It was a lot of fun. And then from there, you know, I think what really did it for me is just when people laugh at me, I'm done. That's it. It's over. Like Lady Gaga lives for the applause. I live for the laughter. So I never stopped after that.
Well, I think it's great that you're writing all these plays for diversity, which is we need more of. And it's good to meet you. It's wonderful that the plays that you're doing and the people that are in it. And we have two of the actors that are also in your play. How many people are in the play, actually?
There are five characters or five actors in the play. And they play, there's one actor who just plays multiple people. So there are a bunch of people in the play, but there are five actors portraying all of them. So there's the two lovers and their two best friends. And then some dude who likes to stir trouble, as many characters.
Well, I feel honored that two of the actors have decided to come on our show and talk about the play. So first, we're going to go with Rick Kosnick. So who do you play?
I play John, who is an established writer. And he works out of this community workspace. He's 42 years old, and he's at a certain point in his life where he really is looking for someone, you know, that's someone special, I guess. And yeah, I don't want to ruin anything for you. So,
okay.
My sister always.
Don't tell me the end, the plot.
Because okay. I refuse to give anything away. And in fact, sometimes I just say it's about a girl. And then I'll just say, I can't say anymore.
Okay. And then George Salazar, you play Milo.
I play Milo Santos. Milo is 28. He's almost 29. He has a very like limited dating life. And the people who he does date are typically other Asians. And so he meets John and is really taken by his charm and his brain and his resume and his energy. And, you know, he really resists the idea of dating a white man, but can't help but fall for John. And, you know, we followed Milo's journey of meeting John, of dating John, of actually getting a book of essays of his published with the help of John. And so the play is very full, and Milo is written in a very like full and as an actor very satisfying way, because I get to kind of experience literally every emotion in this play. And and you know, I really have to take a second to like shout Nicholas out. I mean, he has put together and built a play where the world is just so full and rich, and the characters are real people, you know. And so I think when people come to see this, they will undoubtedly be able to see parts of themselves in one, if not all, of the characters in this play. And I'm just proud to be a part of it as a half Filipino, half Ecuadorian. I've never had the opportunity to play a character who shares my experience. And so that has not ever been lost on me this entire process. And I feel very lucky to get to be in a play that centers a gay Filipino's story. But also, you know, I get to kind of bring my own experience into the mix and create a really, I hope it will be a very full and vibrant Milo that people will enjoy.
A couple of questions I have. First, I'm going to ask Nicholas, because you are the playwright. So it must be sometimes tough that you're watching them create your play. How does that feel? I mean, it's alive.
Oh, it
now.
Feels amazing. It never feels tough. I'm so lucky because George and Rick were there from the very beginning. Like, we had our very first reading of this play. Both of them were there and playing these characters. And that was almost 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years in July. So from that 3 years ago to now, like, they both have informed who the characters they are playing are, you know? So I think a part of the reason maybe it feels like so lived in and like they're real people is because like those two inspire me as I write them. It's like, it truly, I feel like it's easy to watch because it's a collaboration, right? Like, they are helping create those roles and they will be originating those roles once we world premiere. So it's like, I'm watching our play. It's easy when I don't have to watch something I did by myself.
And Rick and George, I mean, looking at your bios, I mean, you've done a lot of stage and you've been in front of the camera. So you've had an extensive experience as actors. And it must be also nice now that, you know, COVID is lifted and to have real audiences now that you could actually perform in front of. It's a great experience.
Yeah, we started this on Zoom. Like, our first performance was on Zoom. And like, we didn't even meet each other in person, and some of us, like, until we were in rehearsal for this. So like, yeah, it's a nice full circle. Thanks, COVID. Yeah.
Well, sometimes it makes you better actors because you really have to perform, not knowing the audience in front of you. Because we do, especially on stage. I've done some acting in my life, and you live through your audience, you perform, you feel them. Whereas, and you've done camera work, it's a little different. You know, it's just, you don't get that feedback or that energy. Not saying it's bad, because, you know, we all watch television and movies and stuff, but it's a different feeling doing stage. And
yeah, it's, I think it's like the most thrilling version of doing what we get to do, because, you know, once we're in performances, you get one shot. And you're doing all the scenes back to back for 90 to 95 100 minutes, you know? And so it's, there's a scary aspect to it, but it's also like, it's really thrilling when Rick is like one of my favorite scene partners of all time. And when we drop in together, it feels so easy and so magical. And it is just very thrilling to get to do this play opposite Rick.
Nicholas, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Got to tell you, the chemistry is off the charts. Like, is it? Literally, me and the assistant stage manager, Quinn, we sit in the house and we just like, we giggle like we're in love. Like, we can't even get through scenes. It's like, it's unbearable. Like, anyone who watches this, you're going to like die. It's so, they're so good.
Yeah. I like, mean,
I
would third that, obviously. I mean, it's, you know, there's this very natural thing between George and I that we were very lucky to have. And it's, you know, subconsciously, you know, I think we're both just like these little theater animals, really excited to have someone tugging as strongly on the other end. And yeah, it's really, really cool. I think it just feels very serendipitous. And I love being back in the theater and being able to actually rehearse and try things out and workshop things and go over things with other people, you know, because I find film and TV is lovely, but you have to do it over and over and over again over a few hours, the same scene. And it's, I don't know, there's something so lovely about being able to do the whole journey at once. It's a different creative experience for me, which is so thrilling. And then not to just be in this vacuum by yourself rehearsing and then showing up to do the final product. It's just a much, I think, more fun experience. Yeah.
Over the last 2 days, Rick and I have gone to rehearsal early and have gotten into the space, just the two of us, to like really work these scenes and really like drill our lines, because it's, you know, it's pretty dense for us in terms of like the words we have to memorize. And if it was anyone else, I would have been, you know, asking someone to meet me before rehearsal. It would have been disastrous. They would have been like, no. Well,
it's nice to have a good chemistry. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who wants to like rehearse more, me or George. Like, it's we're both just like 2 a.m. we'll be there.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you have good chemistry, especially since you two have to interact with each other as lovers.
It's helpful. Yeah.
So the bottoming process, so in a nutshell, it's several people, but it's about two writers that fall in love. That are opposites. That's where we talk about opposites attract.
Definitely. Yeah. I think one of the things the play explores is like, it's really, you know, I think the play kind of poses the question, you know, with everyone being so different from each other and like the world is so diverse, and it's like, can in a relationship, can like love alone just be enough to keep people together, or will everything else get in the way? And I think in this play, we kind of test that to see like, is love enough? Yeah. Yeah.
And we have to see the play to find out, right?
Yeah.
So tell us, give us information about the play. Where is it playing? When?
It's playing at the Los Angeles LGBT Center's Renberg Theater. We start previews May 13th. And preview shows, the tickets are only $25. So great savings. And then we officially open on May 18th and close on June 12th.
And people don't know where the center is. The Renberg Theater is at 1125 North McCadden Place in Los Angeles. So it's in sort of Hollywood, West Hollywood area.
Yeah.
And for tickets, they just go online?
Yeah, iamatheater.com.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this. I want to see you two gentlemen and find out, do they or don't they?
Yeah. I can't wait. stick around and say hi afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I would so encourage everyone to see this play. Honestly, it's really important, entertaining. Everyone's going to take from it something really special. And it feels like a very, very special time and crew to be doing this with. So, yeah.
And, you know, right now we do need to laugh, or we need to be entertained, I should say, because, you know, life right now is pretty hard. I mean, it is, but it's nice to just get away from that and realize that love is still out there.
Definitely. Yes. And I think you will laugh.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us here at The Ad Agenda. We've been speaking with Nicholas Philippel, who is the playwright, Rick Kosnick, and George Salazar, who are two actors in The Bottoming Process.
Where exactly does the title come from?
I was listening to a podcast called Las Culturistas, and like randomly, one of the hosts just said, "The Bottoming Process ... And then I was literally driving to the IAMA Under 30 Writers Group. I was like, that's the name of my play. Like, I swerved on the freeway, like, could have hit a car to my right. Like, and then that's literally what it is. Like, someone just said it in a podcast I listen to every week, and then I stole it. And I don't even know what they were talking about, but like, I just heard it, and I got so distracted with excitement that like, I called my play The Bottoming Process.
Okay.
And now the play title has lots of meanings. Like, I found a way to fill it and make it mean actually something. So when you watch the play, I think you'll kind of figure it out what the title means. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Break a leg.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with playwright Nicholas Philippel, actors George Salazar and Rick Kosnick.
And once again, we want to hear from you, our listeners. We want to know what kinds of stories and interviews you'd like to hear.
Like us on our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week.
And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.